And very welcome back. It is The Spin Home right here on WLR with myself, John Keane, right through between now and 6 o'clock today. Now, with the release of his second album just a couple of weeks ago, These Shores came out on the 11th of October. He did a celebration in Dublin's Unitarian Church on the 25th of October and shows as well in Galway, Mayo, Tipperary and, of course, here in Waterford. And that new single, Long Street, which came out back in the 6th of September. Talking to Pádraig Jack, who's on the phone to us at the moment. Pádraig, good afternoon to you. Welcome along into the show and how are you?
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, you found somewhere that's even colder than where we are today. You're in by the Aran Islands.
I'm not in the sunny southeast anyway. Yeah, no, I'm up in the west. I'm out here in Aran, yeah, in Inishmore. At home, yeah.
That's your hometown. And do you do a lot of work from there, Pádraig, or is it just, over a back?
I do a lot of the writing here, and I play. My parents have a pub here, so I kind of work in the pub and help them out run the pub and base between here and Galway, or more in Galway. So that's easier to get to gigs from there.
All right.
I don't have to swim. I don't have to swim much.
And is it literally the boat over and back every time you have to do something? Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm based between the two, so I'm in Galway a lot of the time as well. But you're in and out. I just came in now this morning on the plane.
All right.
Yeah. So boat or plane. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Where does the plane go into?
It leaves from near Russellville in Connemara, just about 20-40 minutes from Galway, and it does an airport on each island, so it's great.
And how many seater plane is that now?
It's a 10 seater.
All right, okay.
Small, cozy. It's cozy. Cozy thing, yeah.
We leave it at that, will we? Cozy is what it is. Listen, you're in this business a long time. This is the second album. How's the album going for you?
It's going great so far, thank you. Yeah, it's out a couple of weeks now, and I think I've got some good reviews on Arena and RTE and stuff, and it's getting, it seems to be going down well with the critics, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to releasing more singles from it, and yeah, I'm pretty excited. As you mentioned, I was in Dublin there last week, and we had my biggest crowd in Dublin yet. So things are building. We had a full church there and just off Grafton Street. So just looking ahead and looking to get. I'm really enjoying playing the new songs, and the gigs are going great so far. So I'm looking forward to getting down there to Waterford and playing more of this new album.
And come here, tell me, the inspiration for some of these songs, is it from your surroundings or is it from what's going on? Because I know you said, and I don't like talking about it anymore, but there is one particular track that you've been there, kind of based on the lockdowns that we had and all that kind of stuff a long time ago. But I mean, is it based on what's happening or is it based on where you are, or is there different influences on your songwriting?
I think it's all of the above. So it's like on this one, there's a couple of songs on it. There's one about, there's one that's looking at the taking the perspective of Ulster Unionists in the North and a potential United Ireland, a nice light topic like that.
Yeah.
And there's another one, These Shores, the title track then is more looking at it from the other perspective, the more Irish, what is Irish, perspective and they're kind of more two of the more political songs on it. There's the song, as you mentioned, that song is in Irish. Gaeltacht go hÉifrin is the song about COVID, and that's about, we must overcome this. And there's a mix. There's a song I wrote about my partner Kira as well, The Lovely Stair, it's called. And that's one. Yeah, I think there's a mix of songs and kind of topics. And it's all of the above, I think, of what you mentioned there. It's kind of some about my own perspectives and then some about looking at like my surroundings and then looking at taking perspectives on things in the world,
Right.
Now,
for those who don't know, I'm just looking ahead here. For those who don't know, Steve Wickham used to be in the Waterboys and then Tuonua. He's featured musically on Long Street. Do you know the chap, or did you just happen to come in contact with him?
I didn't know him. He's playing on a couple of tracks, and actually I'm actually working on with him now on another project actually since at the moment. But I didn't know him. Now I did know, and I'm friends with Anthony Thistlethwaite, who was also a founding member of the Waterboys, and is also a member. He's in the Saw Doctors. So Anto is playing involved a lot in the album, and it was kind of through Anto and a couple other people, I think, that we approached Steve. And So I didn't know him personally, but I knew a lot of people who did, and he might have been aware of me at that stage as well. So it was a huge honor, yeah, that he was playing on the track on the album as well.
I want to go back to your first album, which came out back in 2020, just for a moment, because it was named RT Album of the Week and received a nod as well for the RT Folk Award for the best original song, Making Sand. What was that like when when you sit there and you put pen to paper and you decide, okay, what am I going to write about? What's my inspiration? We spoke about that, but then you do all that, you compose it, you put all the music to it and everything. What does it feel like when you get a nod like that for it to be put in with the best original song? It must be a great feeling, is it?
It really was. It was huge, and particularly for that category, like for original song, which, because that's, I see myself as a songwriter, you know, before anything else. And I think it was a really nice nod, you know, just that you're doing something right when you get kind of that kind of recognition, you know. Now, I know I didn't win the award or whatever, but like it was really nice to be nominated and to be there in those circles, you know. And so I think it was a really nice recognition for that, you know. And particularly that song that it was nominated, it was a song about Aaron, about here, and about the Irish language as well and stuff, and you know, family and you know, the culture here. So I think particularly that was a very meaningful song to me anyway, and that was the one that was kind of chosen for that. It really did mean a lot, you know.
And I'm just looking as well, a couple of weeks ago, actually about a month ago now at this stage, I got to see the four of us in the Shanty in Waterford, where you're going to be playing on November the 15th, and tickets are on sale there, and the show's on at 9 o'clock. It is a fantastic surroundings. They've recently just enhanced, as they say, and made it a bit bigger and everything. And it is a fabulous, fabulous location for live music. They've made the stage a bit bigger. They've made the audience area a bit bigger as well. But people just... they go in, they sit down. I think you're going to be very impressed with the Shanty. I think you're going to love it when you get there.
I think so. I did actually play a support gig there before in the and it's an amazing room. Yeah, it's lovely. It reminds me a little bit of the Crane Bar in Galway. Right. The way that the kind of the stage is on the kind of the long side of the room, you know, and so that everyone there is all around the stage. So it's really kind of intimate, and then you know, people can get to the bar, get to the toilets and all that stuff, and it's really kind of intimate kind of gig. So I can't wait to play it. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, another brilliant singer-songwriter, Fiach Moriarty from Dublin, I think originally, he's going to be a special guest that night as well. So he'll be playing a few tunes. So if anyone's coming, they're in for, he's some fantastic music as well. So.
Excellent.
Mention that he's playing as well. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, when this is the final gig for the moment, but then what's next for you? What comes next to keep promoting the album? Have you more gigs coming up at Christmas time, December time, or do you take a break for a while?
I think I'm taking a bit of a break for Christmas. I've kind of stuff going on in the background, but I've a lot happening actually after Christmas. So just the way it's fallen, I'm playing at Dublin Trad Fest in Dublin, obviously. I'm going to be in that neck of the woods. I'm going to be playing at Kilkenny Trad Fest in around St. Patrick's Day again this next year. We were there this year, so I'm going to be there, and I'm heading to Canada. I'm heading to the US in 2025. I'm heading to the UK as well. So I've actually a lot happening, but it's all after Christmas. So I think I'm going to recharge the batteries a little bit after the gig in the Shanty, and maybe enjoy Christmas and then hit the road.
Get back into
the road running, hopefully. And back into it in 2025.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, the single Long Street is out since September the 6th. Have you a release of another single from the album, The Shores, before the new year is out, or before the year is out?
I do. I have one. I haven't finally decided on one, but I think I'm going to be announcing it in the next week or two.
Oh, lovely.
I'm going to try and keep things ticking over. Yeah, so I have. It'll be another track off the album.
Oh, well, if you want to find out, says you, come along to the Shanty on the Friday the 15th of November in Waterford. And as I say, the show starts at 9 and the tickets are on sale now at the moment. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Pádraig. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I'm going to ask you a quick one. The weather up there, what's it like at the moment?
Well, it's currently lovely and calm and dry, actually, which is odd out here. Normally, we have a lot of wind. So, it's currently really nice here. And I want to give just a quick shout out to my friend, Martin Shoiga. He's living in Dunhill in Waterford there. He's himself married to Siobhan down there. So just give him a shout out for Waterford Radio.
Excellent.
He's an islander from the island here. Yeah.
And he's in a right spot now. He's in a lovely spot, actually. He's out in Dunhill. I love it out there. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Well, listen, look, the single is Long Street. The new one's going to release shortly. The Shanty then on the 15th of November. And the album is called, of course, The Shores, which came out there just a couple of weeks back on the 11th of October. Pádraig Shack, it's been a pleasure. And thank you very much for joining us on The Spin Home today.
Thank you very much, John. Thanks for having me.